Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
We're live on Twitch, guys. Get the words out there. We're live on Twitch. It would have taken ages to set up a new YouTube. So we're on Twitch. It means it's free for everyone. We're gonna have plebs in tonight, guys. We're gonna have scumbags. We're gonna have plebs. Now your internet is a little bit dicky now, Catherine.
It could be because I'm loading up Twitch.
Okie dokie. Let's hope so. Ray Liotta is dead.
I know. I was a bit sad about that. I like his wolfishness. You know, I'm fond of a wolf.
I went for a haircut today, but they didn't take enough off, I don't think. They didn't take enough of my hair off. Your internet is shit, Catherine. What's going on? What is this? What is this global conspiracy to stop us doing the show?
There you are. No, that's there. Let me just shut some windows.
Shut some goddamn windows. Hey, all you free people, you're getting a free...
Just told Zach Goldsmith to belt up.
Sorry? So is he having an affair with Carrie? That's what Twitter...
Dude, Goldsmith? That's the rumour, isn't it? But that's one of those things.
It's one of those
He's things. Defending Boris Johnson. I just told him to belt up.
Of course he is. He's a racist prick who got a lordship.
That's that sorted.
Your internet is still not great.
There we go. Let me shut some things. Close all the windows.
We're getting there, guys.
Right. What's this? Don't need that. Don't need that.
Some show.
Don't need that.
Some show. Anyway, Dave, I think you have.
Yeah, sorry, everyone.
I was saying about your bonus podcast, I think.
Is that better?
What the fuck?
Wave. I think that's better. I think that you can stop waving now. I think that's better. Do we have to start the whole thing again? Do we?
No, I can't go back there.
Cannot go back there. This is a free show. This is free. I apologize to our wonderful Patreons. There was something going wrong with the internet and I didn't want to risk. I've turned the computer off and on again. I've unplugged the router and plugged it back in again. And that should have fixed it, but I just didn't want to take the risk. So it's a free show. It's a free show. So, yeah. Wow, someone's been banned already.
Yeah, that was me. I can't even today, so they can piss off.
Yeah. No one, neither of us are in the mood.
I'm in the mood.
So if you got a tood, you're getting screwed is the message that we have here. Welcome to the show. What are we doing tonight, Catherine?
What we're doing tonight is taking numbers, taking names, chewing gum and kicking ass. Yeah. And I've run out of gum.
Uh-oh. And so that's a line from a film. What is that, Big Trouble in Little China or something?
No, I think I mangled it somewhat.
Okay. Sparta says, Kath, it's great to hear you swear, you dirty pervert.
I have no idea.
You dirty, dirty pervert. So this is where we are. Let's put the link for the Zoom in. If anybody fancies joining us, you're very welcome. Have we got any unban requests?
What is going on? God, let's have a look. It's been so long.
Oh, it's that. Look, it's that.
Let's have a look.
It's also in Duke Nukem. Duke Nukem. Rowdy Roddy Piper, is it? From They Live? They Live, is it? Oh, okay. That's a great film, They Live. Didn't they remake that recently? By the way, tonight's show was going to be... I wanted to do it on House Party because my boys were raving about House Party the other day, saying you can play games on it.
Is that still a thing?
No, it closed down in October of last year. So House Party. So I was all set going, right, we're going to get House Party. We're going to play games. And, but then House Party closed, Dave. House Party closed, David, in October of last year. So I hope that's not too. Do you have a drawer on your forehead?
No, I haven't. I never have done.
You'd look great.
I mean, I've got some paintbrushes here. It's quite.
You'd look great with like black marker pen worry lines.
And there are some there, though.
But yeah, colour them in. You know, like when you're a kid and you draw a picture, and then to make it look really good, you draw around everything in black to make it stand out. You're an artist, you know that trick, right? You draw around everything in black to make it stand out. Do that with your worry lines. I mean, I'm going back a little bit, you know. So that's a suggestion. There's no way that's not an instruction at any point at all.
I just wanted to jump in and ask a question. Just to confirm, are we live? Is this live or is this pre-recorded?
Pre-recorded.
Is it Memorex? Only you know.
On House Party, like, so obviously, like everybody, I used it for like the first 2 days of lockdown.
Yeah.
Like, what I hated about it is you should just be clicking and suddenly you're jumping into someone's video chat.
Oh.
Like, or people could just join you. It was like I was talking with my sister-in-law and my nephew, and suddenly, like, his eight, all of his friends were suddenly piling in, and you've got like a load of 8-year-olds on there.
Weird. I only used it a few times. And of course, we all know that Zoom. Like sent out lies about it, saying, oh yeah, it's unsafe, and it's, you know, and all of that. Zoom killed it, right? That was the deal. Wasn't there a third one? There was Zoom. There was House Party. What was the third one that never really that never took off? There was another one.
Was it? There was Noel Edmonds' attempt to get his brand back.
It was NTV. Christ knows what's going on at Ali Pally over there. Look, I mean, oh, there we go. You're right, Alistair. You're right, Grandad.
Boy, I've told you about that before, Ed.
I've just told my boys. House Party closed down. Did it? Why? I think Zoom killed it. Rip. That is sad.
Rip.
F in chat for House Party.
It is very, very sad. Oh, hang on a minute. I've just missed a video call. Would you excuse me? I've got to take a video call from my youngest. Hold the line, please, everybody.
He's probably got some thoughts on House Party.
Hello.
I'm doing a show. Are you sad about House Party? Hello?
Yes, but I also... Hello.
Yes?
I'm sad about House Party, but also I just wanted to say...
Oh my God! What are they?
Baking club, and it's not finished, but we still need to add the sauce, which we're just making.
Baking club. He's made some. What are they? What are they? Brownies?
Let me look. Chocolate brownie cakes.
Ooh. Brownie cakes. This is what my boy's been making, everybody.
Now, they look great, but I fear they may be poisoned. So if you'd like to send one over to me, I'll try it.
I'm also afraid it's broken the first rule of baking club.
What's the... Kim, bring a couple over tomorrow, please. Is there anything you want to say to my fans?
Rip house party.
Rip house party. Goodbye. Yeah, my kids are weird.
He's a good baker.
He's a very good baker. He's a great baker. And do you know what? I was on the phone to him before the show and he said, oh, Daddy, at the weekend, can I do my nails again? I said, yes, you can. He loves having the nails.
Do you want me to bring you some more colours?
We found a colour upstairs that he's keen to try. We're going to do the nails, which is very exciting. Then we're going to go to my cousin's tomorrow and I'm hoping that'll be treated with the lovely way that it should be. I found a new show that has been recommended to me by lots of people. It's called From. I'm two episodes in. It's the new Lost, but it's got lots of Lost people working on it. Jack Bender, steady, who I met when I was watching Lost being filmed. He was the director and he's kind of one of the executive producers. It's got, what's the guy's name? Harold Perrineau, is that his name? Walt's dad from Lost? Yeah. That's his name, isn't it, right? It's so good seeing him again. I always thought he was... I kind of lost a little bit of its charm for me when he left.
But in season two, he just kind of started showing Walt a lot. That's all he did. He just said, Walt.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Whoa.
He was great because he his character went on such a journey. But yeah, he did shout Walt a lot. But it's lovely seeing him. I'm two episodes in. I give it the Ian Lee thumbs up. I'm thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying it. And I have been told it has been commissioned for a second season. So there's none of that.
What's it on, Ian?
It's on Hooky Street. I don't know if you have Hooky Street. Oh. I'm watching it on Hooky Street.
All right.
My recommendation would be the new George Carlin documentary series. It's just got to, I think it's an HBO production, and it's just appeared on Sky Documentaries. And I started watching it last night. It's just great. I love it.
Hooky Street? Oh, you've got Sky. You've got Sky, haven't you?
Yes.
You've also seen the Aha documentary.
Yes.
Is it any good?
I love Aha.
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 Aha. Was it Aha?
Don't tell me how to say it.
Aha.
Oh, there we go. Ali's having a good one.
Aha.
Aha. Aha.
I didn't love it. I thought that they all seem quite miserable.
Yeah. But that's famous.
But not in a fun way.
They don't get on with each other at all, do they?
No, and Morton Harkett, oh my God, you know, very, very beautiful youth. But what a pain in the arse.
Yeah. Oh,
it's a good job we didn't marry as I had intended.
But they hate being a pop band.
They do.
But they've always hated being a pop band. You know, it's what Conan's favourite band, that and Delamitri.
I love them so much. But yeah, they are pissed off that they in their view, allowed themselves to be humiliated, you know, put in different sort of looking type magazine shoot scenarios and made a bit of a teeny bop band. But they're great. I love them so much.
You know, Barry Manilow hates his fans. He does. He hates his fans because he hates that kind. He's a jazz musician, and he hates the fact he'll play some jazz when we see him. He hates his fans.
If my fans called themselves Fanilos, I would also hate them.
So. Dave, if your fans called themselves Fanilos, that would be weird.
Well, no, my fans call themselves the Lonely Fans.
Okay. Aww. My fans call them Fanilos. So
I was looking at Fanilo t-shirts today, but I just couldn't.
If he hates you, then just watch out when you're going tomorrow that he doesn't get angry with you.
Well, it isn't tomorrow. It's in a week or a couple of weeks. But yeah, he will have contempt.
I kind of love that.
For us. He will have contempt for us. Good evening, Visionary.
Good evening.
Whoppin'.
Not much.
Okay.
But positive things found today. So my mood is considerably lifted.
Yay.
Oh, I had a spooky moment over the weekend, Visionary, that you will appreciate, especially because you know I don't believe in any of that stuff.
Always.
So I went round to my mum's house on Sunday to have a chat with her, and she said she hadn't slept very well. And I said, neither did I. But I did have some weird dreams. She said, well, I was just fretting about the fact that I won't ride my bike again. She's had this bike for about 15 years, and it was her first ever bike because my granddad would never let her have one. He was due to buy her one in her teens, and then a lad she knew got knocked off his bike and killed, and so it was like, right, no one's having a bike. So she longed for this bike, longed for it, and she was always super fit, you know, and loved this bike and went everywhere on it. But recently she's not been able to ride it so much anymore, and she says her balance is gone. She said, and I was talking to your dad about it, and I think that I'm gonna just have to get rid of it. And the bike shop doesn't want secondhand bikes, and I can't bear the thought of it. She said, this is what was keeping me awake. He said he might have to take it to the dump, and I couldn't bear the thought of him taking it to be scrapped like that. And I went, well, do you know, it's a weird thing, and this is true. I spent all night dreaming about riding her bike.
That's awesome.
It's so strange. I said, I spent all night riding your bike. And I know it was your bike, had a great big basket on the front because my bike's really uncomfortable and I haven't ridden it for ages. I said, I have no idea why that was in my mind, but I think this conversation means if you would like me to have it, I would like to have your bike. And she's like, oh, that makes me feel a lot better. So I'm having the bike.
Fantastic.
Again, we're learning the bikes are magic powers.
Mm-hmm. It
might also be that, you know, you're closely connected with your mum. So it might not even be spooky, so to speak, with just a energy thing.
Energy. Well, she's only across the road there, so it wouldn't have to take that long. And if she was sitting there fretting. And so as a continuation of that conversation, she said, and it was a lovely day on the weekend. I don't know if you remember on Sunday, it was lovely. Mm-hmm. And she said, oh, yeah, by the way, I still want a backy on your motorbike. And I went, right, I'll go and get it. So I went and got it. And I gave her a backy around the block on the scooter. And we got sort of halfway around. And she went, this will be the longest 5 minutes your dad's experienced in a long time. Because he was like standing at the door waiting for her to come back. And she went, I said, do you want me to take you back now? Or should we go the long way? She went, let's go the long way. And it was great. It was great. And she was so like, she got off the bike at the end. And she was like, her face was all like lit up. And some of the neighbours were at the windows and stuff. And she's like,
it's really lovely.
But I said, that doesn't have to be the last time we go, Mum. We'll do it again. So she's up for it. That's all.
Sketty says the story of Catherine giving her mum a Sita is just wonderful. So, well, I'm wondering what other names that, because I would call it a backy.
A backy.
I wonder what other names there are for that. Sketty obviously calls it a Sita, which I've never heard, but I like.
Croggy.
A what?
No. Croggy.
A croggy.
A croggy.
Yeah.
A croggy.
Why?
I've no idea. I never used the word because I didn't like it.
Okay. If you want to drop the... Mark says croggy, that's the word. Sita Metella says croggy. Wow, okay. Give us your answers in the chat, please. What do you call a backy or a croggy or a Sita?
think sometimes we'd say buggy as well.
A buggy? Is that not just like a buggy?
Yeah, just sometimes we just say give us a buggy instead of a backy.
How do some kids ride bicycles with someone sitting on the handlebars? That's a skill. Yeah, that's a skill, isn't
when
it?
When I was about 12, my boyfriend at the time, Neil, had a BMX with trick nuts, and I used to ride on that. And you've got to be really careful, because if you relax too much, you burn the inside of your shins.
Yeah.
Someone's calling it a zoot. I don't think that you know what... That's not what a zoot is.
Mm. A zoot?
Pillion, of course. Pillion.
A zoot suit.
Well, a zoot is a...
Is it?
Yeah, it's a zoot.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Yeah, that's a zoot. I'm finding it hard to get into the character, so I'm not going to be the character tonight. I'm going to be me. I have to go to Four Extra tomorrow and record 7 days worth of links. Ooh. In 2 hours. It's fucking hard work. The first 3 days are easy because you just go in and everyone else writes it. It's all like people like Jake Yap and Paul Garner and John Holmes, and they write everything, and I don't. I'm the only one that is allowed to go in and just riff it, and. You know, the first 3 days are easy. Hey, whoa, hey, guys, how's it going? Whoa. Then by the time you get to, like, Wednesday, Thursday, it slows down a bit. And then the last 3 days, Jesus Christ, man, you just keep going, wait, hang on, give me a second, hang on, give me a second. It's hard to keep the spontaneous improvisation going over an hour. That's that, you know, that whole, hey, it's hard to do. And I'm kind of dreading it. I'm kind of dreading it tomorrow. I've got to get up really early to leave.
Are you feeling any better, Ian, from yesterday?
No.
About the same.
No, is the answer to that. You know, today has been a tough day. Talking to my sponsor a lot. Spent quite a lot of time in that marathon meeting. Alistair, today's been a tough day. There's a step nine I'm stuck in, Alistair. I'm stuck in a step nine. It's pretty obvious who it is. And I'm really struggling. I've had to write a letter today, and it's been so painful. So the answer is, I guess, no, but maybe slightly, because I'm talking a little bit faster. I'm slightly concerned that I've lost a stone in weight and I have no appetite at all. No appetite. I'm having to make myself eat, you know, and then I feel kind of bloated and I feel kind of nauseous because I'm not hungry, but I'm still losing weight. You know, I was it's not quite a stone. I was 5'4", like a week ago, and now I'm about 14'8", I was 15'4", and now I'm about 14'8", 7". And it's just going, and I'm not ill, you know, cancer or anything like that. I'm not worried about that. It's just I have absolutely no appetite. I didn't eat at all last weekend.
Are you breathing right?
No.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.